pages. Vayomer Shem al Avram lech lecha me'artzecha u'mladcha beis avicha et sha'reka ve'etcha le'gai gadol ve'avarecha ve'agla shmecha ve'ebracha ve'avarecha me'varechecha. I'll bless those who blessed you. Mekalelcha or v'nivruchu v'chol kol mishpacha osadama. Go to Israel, me'artzecha, beis avicha, etc. Vayelech Avram kasher dibar elav Hashem. And Avram goes the way Hashem told him to. Vayelech ito Lot. And Lot goes with Avram. Vayelech ito Lot. And Lot goes along with Avram, seemingly ito, along with him, not just in the physical sense. He's inspired. He's idealistic. The same passion and drive, hunger, Avram leaves with, Lot Lechora has as well. The desire to spread monotheism, morals and ethics, the values of Torah to the world. Lot shares with Avram. Then the passage continues, Avram ben Chamesh, Shanim v'shim v'shan b'teisa mecharan. Avram is 75 years old when he leaves from Charan. Vayikach Avram et Sarai ishto ve'lo p'nachiv et kol rechusha m'asher rachashu v'esa nefesh sher asu b'charon v'yotziu l'lachas aretz ha'kanan v'yavo aretz ha'kanan. The Beis Halevi points out that now there's a totally different presentation in Pasuk A. In Pasuk Dalet it was Vayelech itolo with the exact same enthusiasm, the exact same inspiration. Pasuk A is Vayikach Avram et Sarai ishto ve'lo p'nachiv Vet kol rechushem asher achashu. Lot conveniently placed between, on one hand, Avram's wife, on the other hand, Avram's possession. But the common denominator between all of them is Vayikach Avram et. No longer is Lot initiating, no longer is Lot going on his own. Now Avram's taking Lot. Lot's drive has run out. Lot's passion is up. And the question one may ask is, well, what took place? The Beis Halevi asks, what took place between Pasuk Dalet and Pasuk Hey? How is it that Pasuk Dalet, there's such a strong desire to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Pasuk Hey, when nothing occurs in between, Lot's enthusiasm has expired. Between the words Vayelech Itolo and Vayikach Avram is just Avram's age, Avram ben Avram, just Avram's age, Avram ben Chamesh and Ibn Shemeshon B'Tesim Mecharon. What exactly occurs with Lot? How is it possible to run out of inspiration so quickly? Who is Lot and what's going on over here? What I'd like to do is analyze Lot's personality, character analysis a little bit. Try to figure out exactly who Lot is. We'll use a few of the clues that the Chumash gives us. After the Jews pass through Mitzrayim, Lot decides, there's a riv, Beini u'beinecha, bein ro'ay, u'bein ro'echa, kiyana shemachim anachnu. Avram says to Lot, let's not fight anymore. Rather, he parried na me'elai. Im hasmol v'emina v'im hayemin v'asmal ilah. Vayisa Lot es eina vayar, and he sees, and he decides to go to stone. Why? Stone Vetamora, because it's Kigan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim. It's the land that reminds him of Gan Hashem as well as Eretz Mitzrayim. Which is at first glance puzzling, because Gan Hashem sounds like a positive quality. Gan Hashem sounds like he's interested in spirituality. But Keretz Mitzrayim doesn't sound like it's the same level of spirituality as Gan Hashem. Gan Hashem is a good thing. Well, Eretz Mitzrayim is a bad thing. The question is, what's Lot looking for? And to be honest with you, maybe the most puzzling story in the entire Tanakh occurs with Lot. Because you have in next week's Parsha, the angels come to visit Lot, to warn him of the destruction, to salvage him, to take him out. And the townsmen notice that Lot has guests over, they start banging on the door, and they say, take him out because we want to know him, in the biblical sense. There's a group of men who want to rape Lot. Lot's angels, I'm sorry, Lot, the angels, want to rape the angels. Lot has tremendous compassion, tremendous mercy on them. after having grown up in the house of Avraham Avinu, he knows what Hachnasas Orchim is. So instead he says, why don't you rape my daughters? I have two nice virgin girls. Why don't you have your way with them? You'll probably enjoy that a lot. But please, 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 these random strangers who I've never met, please don't lay your hands on them. Warped sense of morality was such an understatement in this context. I couldn't imagine a father with any... I don't even know what the words are. I couldn't imagine a father saying, well, let's hang on to these random strangers because I want the... I'm a very good host. What type of host would I be if I would let the wild wild mass, you know, attack the strangers? And therefore, please just take my daughters and have your will with them. One can't help but be totally perplexed, totally baffled as what the heck was Lot thinking. It's so important to him to be such a good guest, but to be a less than the worst father in all of world history didn't seem to bother him. Worst father in world history, maybe not. But Mamish, the top 10 list. Especially you get a little bit later on with the stories when he's drunk, meaning, in other words, there's very little Lot's parental skills and nothing to write home about. He didn't, like, murder his children, like, you know. But the exception of that, the question again becomes, how can a person who has such high expectations for himself in terms of guests, risking his life to bring in guests in stone, sacrificing almost everything to save them from rape, and yet having literally no reservations about throwing his daughter out to the angry, sexually oriented mob, one just begins to ask, well, what the hell were you thinking? Pardon my crassness, but like, anything less would undermine the question. I really want to curse and say more. It's just so mind-boggling. So I heard from Rav Mati Alon, the former Rosh Yeshiva of ours at HaKotel, an unbelievable insight that I thought was both intelligent, you know, insightful, inspirational, just all around, just wonderful. He suggested, maybe you know someone like this, the guy insists on living in both worlds. You know, there's a kumzitz on, you know, shaslos, shalashuris, everyone's singing with their arms around each other. He's got his eyes closed and he's singing the loudest. And 2 hours later, he's smoking marijuana on Ben Yehuda. You with me? And he has, mom, there's no contradiction between sitting on the floor of the old city singing beautiful songs about Ono Hashem ki ani avdecha, and 2 hours later, smoking marijuana, holding his girl, halavai, just holding his girlfriend's hand on Ben Yehuda. He has no problem walking around with his tzitzis flying out and curses flying out of his mouth. No contradiction between the two. Lot knows how to convince others that he's from and how to convince others that he knows how to party. Lot, because of Lot, there is the term two-faced. He is the paradigmatic example of a hypocrite. Lot believes in hypocrisy. Lot is the Stoma Rebbe. Lot is the man who has no problem walking and identifying with Avraham Avinu. Lot has no problem being the prodigy of Avraham Avinu. And at the exact same time, doesn't find it at any level bizarre to move from Avraham Avinu's house to stone. Where Chazal tell us they slept with animals and cut off heads and feet and stretched people out if the beds didn't fit. Could you imagine a person who identifies with the Hachnasas Orchim of Avram and the Hachnasas Orchim of Stone? Lot had no problem wearing two hats. Lot is the person who rides on the fence and who can't commit. Lot is the person who is willing to live in both worlds as much as he can without making the sacrifices needed to fully live in one of them properly. Lot has no problem trying his best to pretend when he's around Avram to be as firm as he possibly can be, but without making the sacrifices, the commitment needed in order to stand clear as the Ben Torah. And that's why Avram leaves him. Lot's the guy, to give a more modern example, who's looking to walk into yeshiva, shana aleph, and gain whatever he can without having to really make any difficult decisions. I want to learn how to read Gemara because that's wonderful. I want to work on my conceptual thinking skills because that's wonderful. I would like to learn Ivrit while I'm here in Israel. I would like to pick up some of the culture of being in a different country. Everything in the world except for grow close to their bon shalom. All of my goals are all the checklists on the paper that the brochure said, but I have no desire to learn what it means to be a Ben Torah, to be a Yirah Shemayim, to connect to their bon shalom as best as I possibly can in my life, regardless of what that means. Now, Baruch Hashem, I think it doesn't mean crazy things. I think the things that it means are wonderful things. Hashem wants us to live normal, healthy lives. He wants us to make a nice parnas and to have a nice career and have a wonderful wife and to become a sophisticated, profound thinker. He wants you to become a Baal Midos, a person of chesed. But Lot's just looking to put on the mask without having anything penetrate deeper. Lot's the person, when he looks for stone, he's looking for Gan Hashem, as well as Eretz Mitzrayim. Lot finds it on no level contradictory to throw his daughters out, who were raised in stone and may be used to this type of behavior, as well as to save the guests. Because when the guests come, it's important they know I'm from them, that I take care of them properly. But throwing out his daughters to an angry mob, that fits into his moral conduct. That fits into his moral persona. That's who he is. He's a person who identifies with Stone and identifies with Avram. Lot has no problem, as insincere and disingenuous as it may be, trying his best to keep up both worlds. It's a step more if you look at this unbelievable Rashi. Next week's Parsha. When the guests come, when the angels, the beginning of Eri, they come to Avram, Avram says to him, Yukach na ma mayim, take a little water, v'rachatzu ragleichem, wash your feet, v'hishanu tachas ha'etz, and recline, lean, next under the tree. So Rashi points out, kisavar, shehem aravim, Avram didn't know they were angels, he thought they were Arabs, or localers, whatever, shemishtachavim le'evik ragleichem, that they would worship the what's it called, on the bottom of their feet, the dust, the dirt in the bottom of their feet, the hikvich lo lahachis lachnis avodazar lebeis, and he had a very strong chumrah, he didn't want to have avodazar in his house. Avalot shelo hikvid, Lot who wasn't makvid, hikdim lina l'rechitza shenemar v'lina v'racha tzu ragleichem. Rashi, according to the Gemara Bava Metzia, says that there was a strong difference between Avram and Lot. There was a contrast. Avram insisted that they wash the feet before they go in the house, and Lot also insisted that they wash the feet, but just after he invited them in. Now, at first glance, I read this Rashi, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, didn't Lot ask him to wash the feet? Why is he being critiqued? And he said, Velina v'rachatzu, come sleep over and come wash your feet. Where did Chazal get this from? I think they got it from knowing who Lot was. Lot asked them to wash their feet, not because he didn't, was mapped like Avram, Shalol Hachnis Avodazar Lebeisa. Lot knew that what frum people do when they have Ovde Avodazar in their house is, he asked them to wash their feet. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what Avram would do. Regardless of whether or not the reason accomplishes the goal. Because here it doesn't. The reason is that they should wash their feet, not to bring Avodazar in their house. Once they're in the house, they're washing the feet, you didn't accomplish anything. Meaning, and again, if you think of someone who's trying their best to live in both worlds, chas v'shalom, you yourself have never fallen into this trap. But if you think of someone who falls into this trap of trying to live in both worlds, it's at least a little bit see-through. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's a little, they think they're totally smooth. They think they're suave. They think they're debonair. They think no one's catching on. When I'm acting from, I'm as firm as they get. We're not parting with partners again, but the bottom line is when they're acting from, it's a little bit, it's, you can see right through it, it's transparent. There are these small nuances of difference that the person says, I'm putting on a show, as much as they believe that they're not. I think Lot fell into that trap. Lot was asking his angels, let's wash your feet. And Rashi, Chazal picked up on the fact, did he really not want a Avodah Zarah in his house? For I know Lot worshipped the Avodah Zarah. I don't know. But he felt comfortable in stone. Do you think everyone who walked into his house, Lot said, wash your feet because that's how you act from, regardless of whether or not it was from. If you want to be perceived as from, you tell people to wash your feet. If you genuinely care about not lachnis the Avodah Zarah l'toch beis, you ask me to wash it before you come in. There's a certain arrogance I think that Lot had is, not only can I live in both worlds, but I can beat the system. I'm really that good. There aren't many of us, select few, who are good enough to really fool the frum world and really fool the party world when I'm in the other place. There are only a couple of us who really know how to show everyone how good we really are. That we can live in two worlds simultaneously. We know exactly how to act, and the truth is we believe that about ourselves. But once in a while, when someone else looks, it's different. Have you ever tried to daven Shmoneh Esrei a little bit longer just so people think you're from? Did you ever think you're being caught? Did you ever catch someone else doing that? Is it possible that you catch everyone else but no one catches you? We have this sense of, when I'm trying my best to be from, people really think it's true. After all, it's me. But I'm extremely keen. I have a keen eyesight. I know exactly when someone else is putting on a show. No one catches me, I catch everyone. It could be possible, except we all have the same mentality. It just forces one of us to be wrong. All of our theories are mutually exclusive. They can't all be right. You know what the saddest thing about Lot is? That it was a shita. After all, he learned it from his father. You know who his father was? Haran. The guy who sat and watched Avram jump into the Kivshan Aish, according to the Chazal, according to how Rashi quotes in the Medrash in the end of Parshas Noach. And Haran sat there and said, listen, I got it all figured out. I don't have to commit. If Avram walks out victorious, I'm with Avram. If Avram walks out dead, I'm with Nimrod. I'm a smart guy. No one else thought of that plan here. I'm the only one. Everyone else was forced to take a side. I'll hold out. I know how to identify with both worlds when it's needed. The saddest thing about Lot is after witnessing his father's death for the inability to commit to what he believes in, Lot walked in the exact same path. Lot was arrogant enough and confident enough that he knew the exact right balance between Avodas Hashem that he had to do and what was unnecessary. He knew exactly the mitzvahs that were the right ones to do, and exactly which are the ones that, you know, God doesn't really care that much about. That's the rabbis made those up. I don't know. He knew exactly how to cut and paste. You know what I'm talking about? We all kind of know the mitzvahs that God really cares about and the one that he doesn't really care about. You know what they are? The ones that I really care about. After all, I got it all figured out. Have you ever met someone? You think God really cares about fill in the blank? 454 versus 455. Whether or not I cook on Shabbos this way or that way. People are convinced that whatever they understand, that's what God really cares about. Whatever or not, not. I feel bad saying this. If God made a religion that you understood, I would be disappointed in the lack of divinity God had. If God made a religion that a 19-year-old boy or even a 35-year-old man would be able to have thought of without putting in that much effort, it would really be undermining towards God's infinite wisdom. It's a sad situation that Lot, after seeing Haran's tragic death, wasn't willing to jump into what he believed in. I think Lot really believed in God. He wanted Kigan Hashem. I couldn't imagine anyone caring for guests the way Lot did unless on some level he really believed. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, in addition to Lot's belief, was a very strong Yetzer Hara telling him, I got it all figured out. I know better than God, and I know better than Abraham. And you find a person who is incapable of making a full commitment, you begin to understand exactly how to explain the Beis HaLevi's deal. Avram tells Lot, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to preach the message of monotheism, we're going to preach the message of Hashem, the values, the midos, chesed, and emes, and we're going to be makar of the world, we'll teach the world, we'll start something brand new, we'll bring emes to the world, we'll bring or to the world, light like they've never seen. Lot jumps in the bandwagon. And when the going get tough, the tough get going, Avram continues. But not Lot. Lot's getting schlepped along. Lot may be inspired, Shiloh showed us, to sing with kavana, with intensity, with passion, with drive, with everything he's got. But 2 hours later, the next morning, Sunday morning, when it comes time to wake up for Minyan, Lot lacks the ability to follow through, lacks the ability to commit. And by the way, he's a little embarrassed. So he kind of pretends. He puts on the right kippah, sits the right way, talks the right talk, treats the guests the right way, talks about Kigan Hashem, but deep, deep, deep down, I don't know if I should say he's confused or not. I think it's both. He's confused because he doesn't know what real religion, real commitment, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. It's not about fitting God into the pockets of life we've left for him. I know that in my life I want to have the following career and marry the following person, make the following money, get the following social skill, and wherever there's leftover room, I'll fit God in and I'll pretend like it's the most important thing. One thing in our yeshiva we try to stress is people should be sincere and genuine about HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every level. You should do in your life what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of you. That takes into account being happy. People are sometimes they feel attached onto slogans. I want to do what's best for my avodas Hashem. What I think that is anything in the world but what you thought beforehand. You just took the phrase avodas Hashem and superimposed it on whatever you wanted beforehand. And again, it could be you should do what you want. It could be had the greatest thing in the world. But the question is, are the decisions we're making in life, are the persons we're defining ourselves as, sculpting and molding? Are we really looking for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, whatever it may be? If we really have 90% of it cut out, wherever we could fit in God here and there, we're willing to do that. And if we need to really make it look good, we'll put on our Lot mask and just say, you know, look, I can keep up with Avram too. The reason why Lot was not selected, was passed over for Yitzchak, is not because Yitzchak was as charismatic as Avraham. Yitzchak did not convert the masses like Avraham did. Yitzchak did not have the guests over like Avraham did. Yitzchak had a totally different personality. His persona was completely, entirely different. Yitzchak was not the charismatic leader and was not the preacher and the speaker that Avraham was. He was not the philosopher who engaged into philosophical debate, ideological debate, and bring people over to the service of God. Yitzchak was, and Lot may have had those strengths. And it could be that's why Avram, when he had no children to spend the beginning of his life, he really thought he was going to take along Lot with him. Yitzchak had sincerity. Yitzchak had commitment. Yitzchak was a genuine, sincere, honest Oved Hashem. Vayelchu shneihem yachtov. At the Akedah, Yitzchak has not one reservation in the world about being sacrificed. He's not trying to figure out how that's going to fit into his larger picture. He's willing to sacrifice the larger picture. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to build his religion based upon is not people with talent who aren't looking to put it into action. Ein achinam, if you have talent, that's great. If you have the kochos of Avram, so use them. If you have the kochos of Yitzchak, so use them. My point is a simple one. Don't fall into the trap of being low. Don't pride your two faces. Don't pride yourself on having two faces. Don't pride yourself on hypocrisy. Ask yourself genuinely, do I value HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life to the point where I'm willing to do what He wants from me? You should do it in a happy way. You should do it in a way that's designed for yourself. You should use the strengths that you have, what will make you enjoy life. But if you value five things, I value playing golf on Sunday. I value getting good education. I value, dressing well. I value playing sports well, and I value learning Torah well. What's wrong with that? Torah's up there. All those values are wonderful. And I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to get a good education. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to dress well. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be a profound individual and play sports well, opposed to not play sports well. I don't think He wants it as much as chilling. But the center of our lives cannot be cut around God, trying our best to cover up with a mask. When we're around Avraham, but letting ourselves be who we are when we're in stone. The core and center of our lives has to be identifying with the greater good, committing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with His ideals, and I genuinely believe that 90% of the stuff that most of us want in life should fit into that picture. Most of the good, greater values that we're looking for is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. The question is, do we want them out of selfish needs, or do we want them because we believe it's the right thing for us? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Lot fell into that trap of, I know what's right, I know what Avraham is, but I want to do that as well as. I want to shed my life around what else I believe. I want to live in stone and be Avraham's helper. I want Kigan Hashem and Keretz Mitzrayim. And unfortunately, if you want to have existence, if you want to have permanence, if you want it to be a significant impact made, if you want it to be real, it's got to be Yitzchak and not love. How much average, Jonas?